Hey guys, it's Elrod, and today you are going to hear about the Commodores. Stay tuned. Let's get started. So, the members of the Commodores all attended Tuskegee Institute in Alabama, and they are a band formed from two separate bands, the Mystics and the Jays. Now, the band members were Milan Williams, keyboards, William King, trumpet, Walter Clyde, orange drums, Ronald Lipred, bass, and Thomas McCleary, guitar. And of course, Lionel Richie, sax, keyboards, and vocals. Their initial desire was to play music as a pastime to meet girls, but they had no success with the girls. So they decided to focus on their music. They needed a new name for themselves because they had decided on Mystics and just didn't like it anymore. The way they decided on a new name was by taking a dictionary and picking a name from it. And they picked the word Commodore, which means a captain in the Navy in command of a squadron. The only learned musician in the band was Clyde Orange. The band started playing music in the area they lived in, and then they ventured to New York for a gig at a place called Small Paradise. The club owner didn't think they were that good, but he had a cancellation, so he called them in to fill in for the open gap. Most of the people in the audience were family and friends, but the club owner didn't know that. Since he thought the band was bringing these people in, he booked them for another 2 weeks. They ended up getting a deal with Motown because at one point they opened for the Jackson 5. After that, they ended up getting booked at various different shows. They had a top 10 with a single called Machine Gun. It was followed by a top 20 hit called I Feel Satisfied. Then they had a third single and number one record called Slippery When Wet. But in 1976, they had released one of their biggest single hits, Just To Be Close To You, and that reached number 7 as a pop hit. And here it is.
Jagged edges, you made my... You made my direction so clear. Oh, woman, you became my purpose, my reason for living, girl. You see, you're my heart, you're my soul, you're my stone inspiration, baby. Oh, that's why I'm standing here, singing and opening my arms to you. I wanna say, child, why don't you?
I do have to say, I do not remember there being so much talking throughout that song. After that song, they had the top 10 hit Fancy Dancer, followed by one of my favorite Commodore song, Easy. It's probably my favorite Commodore song. Sit back, relax, and take it easy. This became a number one hit. Easy like Sunday morning, yeah.
That's why I'm easy. Easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me?
You know, it's funny. You know how I always say music takes you back to where you were when it was a hit. I remember I was in middle school and there was a neighbor boy in my subdivision who was really cute. Everybody loved him. Super nice kid also. And I remember watching him mow the lawn through my window and just daydreaming about it. While this song was on, I was thinking about him, thinking us dating, maybe getting married. Oh, such a silly girl I was. Okay, guys, the next hit was... Okay, this is the all too cool song, right? Brick House, written by Lionel Richie and lead song vocals was Clyde Orange. I remember when Lionel said he wrote the song, he got so much flack in the 70s. From the women's feminist movement. Shame on him. Come on, women, it's just a song. Ow. Well, together everybody knows this is how the story goes. How many times have you danced to this song at weddings, right? Then they had two more number one hit singles. One was Too Hot to Trot, and the other one was Three Times a Lady. Really, the words are so pretty. Love you. Okay, guys, then they had the song Still, which is about a couple that decides to end their marriage to save their friendship. Wow, that is so bittersweet. And Lionel wrote the song because he got the idea from a childhood friend of his who was going through that, and they were actually doing that. His friend's marriage was failing, but as I said, they wanted to save their friendship. So Lionel was really touched by it and wrote the song, and here it is.
You said you never
Actually a very sad song. Okay, I have to say, if he still loves her and she still loves him and they want to be friends, how in the world can they buckle down and make this marriage work? Just don't get it. That was the last song with Lionel Richie in the Commodores. And after that song, Lionel took off on his own and had a very successful career. In the absence of Lionel Richie, the group added J.D. Nicholas, formerly from Heatwave, and recorded their biggest hit, Night Shift. The song was a tribute to the late Marvin Gaye and Jackie Wilson. It won a Grammy. Great, great song. Marvin had great songs. Okay, it's so cool that they made those tributes to those great artists. The Commodores finally left Motown in 1985. They had a top 10 with More Going to the Bank. During the 80s, the band was reduced to 3 members. And as of today, they are still performing. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed my info on the Commodores. Thank you for staying tuned. And Elrod is signing off. Hey guys, time for a one-hit wonder, or in this case, a three-hit wonder. Okay, you guys, you know this band, Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille were a husband and wife duo in the 1970s. Captain's name was Daryl Dragon, and Tennille's name was Tony Tennille. They have 5 albums that were certified gold or platinum, and they scored a number of hits on the singles charts. 3 of them you will be familiar with. Of course, the first one is Love Will Keep Us Together, which was a rendition of Neil Sedaka's and Howard Greenfield's song. And here it is. How can you not like this song? I love it still. Isn't that the truth? So, I was in the 7th grade, 6th grade going into the 7th grade when this was a hit. And I really liked the song, and I was excited for a whole new world in middle school. Just wanted to let you know. Okay, the next hit was Do That To Me One More Time. And after that, it was Muskrat Love, which we will not listen to. They also briefly hosted a variety show from 1976 to 1977. She has quite an incredible voice. Just did. Oh, baby. Do that to me once. They both originally started out touring with the Beach Boys. After the tour with the Beach Boys, they teamed up together, and the rest is history. They actually continues working into the 80s. In the 1990s, they performed in places like Reno and Carson City, and actually continued working well into the 2000s. In 2008, they settled down in Prescott, Arizona, otherwise known as Prescott, but it's pronounced Prescott. You just ask my sister Gina, she will tell you. Tennille actually still lives there. Sadly, the captain passed away in 2019 due to kidney failure. And actually, Tennille participates in annual Prescott Jazz Summit and other shows that go on in that city. And that is it for Elrod. I hope you enjoyed my tidbits on the Captain and Tennille. And I am signing off.